Wüstewelle 96.6, ihr hört den offenen Sendeplatz live am Freitagnachmittag hier auf beim einzigen freien Radio für die Region Tübingen, Reutlingen und Umgebung. Das ist die Wüstewelle und die läuft eben auf den Frequenzen UKW 96.6 im Kabel auf 97.45 und weltweit via Livestream über die Webseite wüste-welle.de. Der offene Sendeplatz ist am Freitag von 14 bis 15 Uhr und wir haben heute Gäste anlässlich des Arabischen Filmfestivals, das vom 4. bis zum 12. Oktober hier in Tübingen und in Stuttgart läuft. Und hier im Studio sind Ahmed Hikmat und Mohammed Altum. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. You just arrived from Sudan. This is the focus country of the Arabic Film Festival, and you will have an inauguration of a photo exhibition this afternoon, later in the Arsenal.
Yes, I have
cinema.
To be at 5 p.m.
Yeah, and you made pictures of cinemas.
Yes,
in Sudan.
Yes, exactly.
How do they look?
So I think I'm so excited also to get a feedback from the people here, because it's a different perspective. I did it in Sudan about the cinema, and I think it's a part of my work to reflect the social justice and identity, and I think it's very important for me to, as an artist, to reflect something has value. And for me, this project is very interesting. From my perspective, it's kind of investigations from 2014, 2013 about the cinemas in Sudan and what's the situation there and why they close it, why they destroy it. And so now after this change, I think we have hope, and it would be bring it out for the life again. And so I'm so excited for the people here to come and listen from them and talk to them and exchange a lot of things. Yeah.
What were the results of your research?
About
did you
the
find
cinema.
Out, yeah, about the cinemas. Huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of things. For me, the cinema is not just in Sudan. I think the cinema in the whole of the world is very important. I think it's not just like showing the movie this short time for to reflect something in this screen. I think is important. It's like educated, and you sometimes you touch people in the life. Maybe you can learn something for all your life on this movie. It's something really interesting. So I'm just, I hope people don't stop go to the cinema, because now we are with the Netflix and a lot of things in this in social media and this. People are like, okay, we don't go, but I think it's very important to, yeah.
And what kind of conditions you found good, but you've also found destroyed cinemas?
So, yeah, is as I said, is investigations. So is from long time. Is previous government, is Sudanese government try just to put the Sudanese society in the kind of the box. They think that cinema has value. Maybe people going against them, and I think. I reflect in this project, kind of economy, kind of political, kind of social societies, and all these things. I think it's came together. So yeah, I find a lot of things interesting, even outside the cinema. So when I go around these different places in the space and building in some different in Sudan, Khartoum, and places in Niala called Niala and Al-Ubayid, and yeah, and so I found this building is very, very old and very interesting and very public and big. So I'm just back to my memory. It's so beautiful to see these people and like look to the cinema. So I found it's outside, because outside also is very interesting for me to did interview with the people. And so I met some people. They said to me, now we don't have a lot of job, but cinema when they open. So some people get like buy some sandwich, snacks, and these things, and that accept that our family, and I think this is very good value for the art when you do it. And now the government in Sudan just stop it like this. They don't think in the different way why they stop. And it's still ongoing project, and I still collaborate with Goethe Institute in Sudan and with the director in Goethe Institute in Sudan. She's named Lily Cooper. So I'm greeting her from here. we just keep doing that, and I think I'm so glad to. Yeah.
So you're traveling all over the country.
Yeah.
And you're getting to know the countryside better.
Also, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Different places in country in Sudan, and this is interesting.
With a special view? So what do you have a special, photographic kind of view?
So
towards this project?
I think, I don't know. I just have to hear, I'd like to hear that from the people. Not, I can say, this is my forest, beautiful, not sad. But I think, as I said before, the very important role as an artist, from my perspective, because it's important to give people some work has a value and speak out by the story, speak out by themselves. This is very important, I think. And yeah, and it's kind of experience discovering all the time myself first. Why I need to do that, because I want to educate myself also and to be aware. And so it's my responsibility also as an artist to don't just go and do some project. I think we have to read, and before I did it, I would try to read economy and a lot of things. And so that's make me think critically, you know. And yeah, that is what I mean. It's like about, I want just hear from the people, yeah.
So it's traveling in history, but also finding really stories. People told you stories. Do you have an example about a story of an abandoned cinema? Former stories about, movie screenings or anything else? They told you? You found out?
Yeah, it's different stories. So actually, I'm writing this all the story. As I said to you before, the story outside the cinema is very interesting for me. I told you what is the story. The people told me, some guys, they said, we're going to buy snacks and we do a lot of things here. And it's important, the cinema, to be alive for us as a value. But now everything's gone. But after the change, I think, yeah, it will be a good future for Sudan. I hope so. Yeah, after maybe 5 years or 6 years, a lot of things gonna be changed. I hope so. That, yeah.
And what about the history of the Sudanese film industry, or has there been an industry or film movement?
Yeah. Now. After revolution, I think is a lot of things now is changed. I can guarantee the young Sudanese artist in the filmmaker and field in Sudan, they really has a lot of talented, and they're really deep doing thinking a lot of things, but they need just, I think, opportunity. And I mean, as now I'm outside and see a lot of things here, for me also my responsibility to represent these artists, these people there, because my people, and I know they're really good. They really need just try to make it their projects outside, maybe to showing up and these things, and I hope so. This exchange between outside and this, it will be soon happening. Yeah.
What about your personal cinematographic story?
As a general, yeah, as I say to you, I'm interested to do social justice and identity, and I'm working a lot of this kind of stories and projects. So I do some, yeah, as filmmakers also, focusing documentary film, yeah. So yeah, and also I have experience of mixed media and some fine art to try to put a lot of things in between, and video art also to try to learn it from here also. Yeah.
Do you have any actual film projects ongoing apart from the photographic?
Actually, yes, I have. Now it's still working on it. I can't say early. Anything, but it's too early. Yeah, but maybe in the soon future I can do something about. But I have, yeah, I really have, yeah.
And one of the past ones, you can give us an example of.
The past one I did with the crew showing in Al Jazeera International, and is about the refugees in Dadaab in Kenya. So is Somalian and. Also, some Sudanese also live in different places, also in Kenya. And so the project, the film about this camp, the refugees in this camp, they have also a lot of, they face a lot of problem with Kenyan government. They need also, the Kenyan government, they need to close also the Dadaab camp. And I think also is kind of very hard for me to hear that, not me, but all the crew and all the, and we found it really interesting also to do this documentary. So yeah,
sad stories you've seen there, you filmed there.
Yeah, I filmed it with the crew. Yeah, yeah, with me and different crews. Yeah,
and it was
I was a DOB and
Al Jazeera was giving you the.
Not direct Al Jazeera, but this crew, they connect with the producer and connect with Al Jazeera. And after that, I'm already living in Kenya from 2016, 1 year. And they contact me. They said, okay, I feel also this story is very, very powerful. So, yeah, and I did it